This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hailing from Kentucky, his debut album reached number one on the comedy charts and number nine on the country charts. His name is Wheeler Walker Jr.
I need some action and I need it quick. Which one of you queers gonna suck my dick?
Drop him out, let me see them. It's gonna take a long look at those jig old bitties. Here he goes looking nice, get them looking real pretty. Come on, let me get her at your boots.
Eat, kick an ass.
Country boy rammed by a redneck spread by an inbred who's kinda got your daddy's voice.
His latest album, Ram, is out now, and this Sunday night, you can see him live on stage at the Uptown Theater. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Wheeler Walker Jr.
Fuck this job, you boss. Fuck your profit and fuck your loss. Fuck you, Linda, at the front desk too.
Return of Wheeler Walker Jr. Brother, how are you?
Johnny, my man, how are you?
Dude, excited about Sunday night, about the album Ram, but the more I listen to it, the more I love it. We're about midway in your tour. You guys have been on for a few weeks now, a month or so, and man, Kansas City, you got Minneapolis tonight, then Omaha, and then Kansas City?
Yeah, we played East Moline last night. I hope Kansas City is better looking people than that.
we'd have to be. I feel like we can fight with East Moline and do better.
Oh my God, that was disgusting. What a disgusting place.
You
Johnny Dare, the only DJ in America who's got a pair of them, and I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, listen, I love this new album. I think Ram is the best thing you've done. I love the feel, and every album changes. It's always Wheeler Walker Jr., but everything has a slightly different feel. F this job. It's the Friday at 5 anthem, for God's sake.
Well, thanks, man. I do want to say something. Do you have time to talk to me? Or are you
of course
too busy
I do.
Getting? Are you too busy getting the guy from Anthrax?
Gig
singing the national anthem.
Listen, I love
your buddy Wheeler Walker Jr. wants to sing at the Chiefs game. You haven't helped him out.
I didn't know that. It may be a little trickier to get you out of the NFL. I mean, I could give him. God told me to F you. But I don't know how it's going to go over.
I'll just sing the national anthem. If you're helping the Anthrax so much, I'm better than them.
Jesus. Dude, I was looking at some of the song titles I really love, and I realized, I was like, man, I must be desensitized, because I started looking through Drunk Sluts and God Told Me to F You, which is one of the greatest bait and switch songs ever written. F by a Country Boy, absolute classic. I mean, you go all the way back to the first album, Redneck S, Drop 'Em Out, Which One of You Queers Gonna Suck My D? Truly, you have covered it across the board. And now...
Yes, it's poetry, huh?
Oh, Born to F? I mean, just the opening line, I'm like, Kierkegaard. It's brilliance.
I don't know the name of that artist you're talking about, but I do appreciate it.
It's... Puddin made me laugh because I wondered when you could see the downloads, but the album hadn't come yet. And I was like, Puddin. And then, of course, I listened to Puddin, and then I understood exactly what Puddin was about.
Johnny, you've known me long enough. I ain't going to sing a song about actual Puddin.
No, I didn't think so. Skanks for Nothing. It's really fantastic. Dump Truck. And listen, I don't know who has gone crazy with shooting great video clips of you, but you have never... I see you everywhere online now. Everywhere.
That's cool. I think people are just sick of hearing the same old, clean crap.
Yeah.
I think I don't really make that many videos. People just make their own stuff, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, yeah, no, tons of live stuff, tons of yeah, you're right. People have been to the show, and the Uptown show is going to be great. It's a fantastic place to see shows. It's a 2,500, 3,000 seater. I think there's 100 or less tickets available for the Sunday night show. It'll be just like you who know, it's a Wheeler Walker Jr. show.
Yeah. Well, can I tell your fans, because I do love you and I love your fans, buy tickets. Do not buy resale. You know, times are tough. There's a few tickets left. Buy those tickets. Do not give your money, extra money, to these resellers.
Yeah, don't scalp it, man. No, there are tickets available. You can get them at the box office. You can get them online. Go to Wheeler Walker Jr. It'll link you right through. Go to the Uptown Theater and be there. Be there on Sunday night, because this is, when this all first started, who would have guessed, that was it 5 records later that you're here?
Well, who would have thought I'd even make it to record 3, much less 5?
Sure, yeah. I mean, for real, Nashville hates you. And now I think they're begrudgingly beginning to love you now, but you cannot love them back. That's off the table.
No, it's too late.
It's too late. It is too late.
You messed with me, don't. I'd love to. They want to have me on the radio shows. They go, go through Johnny Dare. He'll take care of it.
Well, listen, they know you got the sweet D, and that's the Wheeler Walker Jr. way, man. You've been eating D and kicking ass all the end time, and it is really.
You know, I'm gonna post today. Some dude made some fan art. I thought it was pretty cool. He made a thing. It said to do list, and he'd crossed off eating pee, and number two was kicking. Number two was kicking A.
Oh my God.
Listen, I'm sure that he would not be bothered in the least if you went ahead and borrowed that for the rest of the tour shirts. That's a great shirt.
I'd buy that.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, and this is
you guys have been there from the beginning, and the Kansas City from the mm-hmm. from day one. Sure. Thanks to you, Kansas City has always been my best show. Man, I'm excited. I was looking out the crowd of ugly meth heads last night, thinking, man, I can't wait. I cannot wait to get to Kansas City.
It'll be fun. I remember being shocked the first time how deep the audience went on you in the sense I walked into that Knucklehead show, the very first sellout, and there were guys who were dressed like Wheeler. On the first album, they were dressed like Wheeler. Like, they were the original guys who said, we're going to get the beard, the glasses, the hat. We're going to go as Wheeler Walker. And they knew every word, and there's nothing but smiles. It was a great time.
No, man, it was such so fun. Never, to this day, people ask me, when did all this craziness start? And I always say Kansas City, man. And when I met my old buddy, Billy Joe Shaver, he said, you ever played Knucklehead? I go, listen, MF, I've sold out Knucklehead.
Yeah, yeah. And Billy Joe Shaver, those who don't know, is one of the was one of the absolute greats. And when he got, I always remember the line when they asked him, he shot a man for screwing with him. It's a longer story about his ex-girlfriend working at a bar, and the guy got threatening with him with a little knife. And so Billy did the right thing and shot him, and they asked him where he shot him, and he said, right between the mother and the effer. It's like, God bless Billy Joe Shaver.
He told me that, too. I love Billy Joe Shaver, but like the story you just told, you always were a little nervous talking to him because you knew what he was capable of.
Yeah, yeah, for real. Yeah, and then he asked the judge if he could get his bullet back.
Yeah, I preferred texting, you know?
But he knew, he could see that you mean it, and you are the real deal, and you're going out there and you're making people happy, and you're singing songs, and that's the way it's always supposed to have been.
Yeah, people are having fun this time. I felt like last time COVID had just ended, people were a little too wacky getting that, just their first show out. Now people are being, I don't want to say adults, because I don't want people being calm in my shows, but they're having fun, and they're drinking and doing drugs, and they're not doing the crazy stuff they're doing in East Moline, but they're doing the good drugs.
Right, right, right. Have you seen any babies being made in the audience? Have you seen any lovemaking?
Well, thank God I didn't see any in East Moline, because I'd still be sick to my stomach. But I've seen some things that could have. Can you make a baby with your mouth? I don't remember.
That's your next song.
That's right. Just like my late mom, Irene Caprifoli from England, said, "Up the bum, no babies come."
Yeah, well, I guess I have not seen a baby.
That's right. Little cannibals. Down when I was born in Memphis, and I find it, by the way, perfect that you're going to end this leg of the tour in Memphis, Tennessee. They used to call that, and it always made me laugh. I'd hang out with bands, and they would, you would see them looking at the tour bus or looking at the local talent, and one would invariably say, "That little girl looks like she could use some South in her mouth." And that was the running joke, get a little South in your mouth.
You know what? As I'm on the road right now, as I tell my old lady, a phrase I used to hear in the South was, eating ain't cheating.
That's right. I've heard it as well. That's right. Listen, in all these, do you constantly, when you are in the world, you just, it's a song title, and just goes away and gets cataloged in the back?
Yeah, I've got that little note thing on my phone. So if the cops had opened up my phone, see a note, all they would see is just, this man is sick. Is a stick in the head.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, and again, I'll go back to it. On the last record, "God Told Me to F You" is the greatest bait and switch, because every a-hole country music turd in the world, fraud, will start a song about God, and it's always the same fake BS. But it, when you hit the switch on "God Told Me to F You," I was actually happy for the rest of the day. It became an instant classic in my head.
Well, it is one of my favorites to play it every night. And my thing is, it is disgusting, but man, it is so pretty. It's so fun to sing.
Yes.
And then sometimes I'll actually, you know, I'll come to earth and I'll realize what I'm coming out of my mouth. I try to remember not to think about it. And then when the whole audience is singing along, I'm like, man, I'm going through America just ruining people one at a time.
Oh, you're enlightening, and you're giving them hope and happiness that there is a real world out there. I mean, that's where Skanks for Nothing, Dump Truck, Money and Bitches, when I get my riches. That stuck in my head instantly. Finger Blast, Puddin', Born to F. F This Job, again, on the new
album. Well, that makes me feel good, because when I make an album, I sit back and go, I wonder if Johnny's going to like this, because he's the only DJ in America who will talk to me. So if he doesn't like it, we got problems.
Listen, I used to be that way. I used to be the only guy. But now, listen, times have changed for you, man. Now you are a sought-after man.
Well, I don't talk to them. I talk to you. That's it.
That's it. We have a special thing that others can't understand, Wheeler.
Yeah, I have a short. I got a long memory. So if you didn't talk to me 3 years ago, I ain't talking to you now.
Well, listen. If you don't have these albums, you should download them all today. You should buy tickets for the Uptown Theater show this Sunday night. Wheeler Walker Jr., Channing Wilson, D. White, the Spread Eagle tour rolls into Kansas City, and I assure you, if you've not been to a Wheeler show, you're going to see something you have not seen before, and it's a perfect first date, because if you look over and she's laughing or he's smiling, listen, it's meant to be. You guys are laughing at the same jokes. Everything's going to be just fine. If she's horrified.
You know what's weird is I never thought about that, but yeah, it's a great first date, because if you don't get along there, you know, it ain't going to work.
Yeah. I tried to teach my buddies. He has triplets, and when they were three, this is absolutely true, Wheeler. I tried to teach them, drop them out, because their mom had just got a boob job triplets. And he was less than enthused about me trying to teach him the harmonies on Drop Them Out.
Well, is it rude to me to ask how old these triplets are now?
But now they're eight. Now they're ready to do it.
Oh, okay. No, that's too young still.
Too young to bring them up on stage and have them sing the song?
Yeah, I just that makes me a little uncomfortable. I was hoping you'd say at least like 13.
Yeah, well, when they were three, I was like, this will be really cute. You can't really get mad when they say "tig old biddies." And
I don't know. I'm kind of with the mom on that, but I'll go either way.
Yeah, you know. Listen, now Wheeler, will you ever slow down and make a family? Do you think that that's in the cards for you, or that just is going to be something that pops up as an accident later?
Well, I have a kid. Which I sang about him, you know, in "All the Pay You Will Slay."
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was so that ode to your son. Yes.
But I don't settle. I wouldn't consider myself settled down, you know.
Right, right. Well, that would be cruel to the rest of the world to not spread it around a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I got to keep it fair to my fans.
That's right.
And to Johnny Dare. You know, now that Johnny Dare's living in the same city as Taylor Swift, you know, I gotta be on good terms with you.
Dude, what a strike, what a blow for the comment. Nobody thought Kelsey was gonna be the guy that would end up with Taylor Swift on his breath. And you just think, God, good on you, you big Viking bastard.
Yeah, good for that dude, but I mean, are there gonna be paparazzi at my show now? Is this the new Hollywood?
Of course it is. There'll be nothing but pop. I'll be surprised, because you're playing after the Chiefs game. And I'll tell you, if they just jump on their private jet and they show up at the Wheeler Walker Jr. show, in no way would that be surprising.
You mean the Chiefs game that's after the that the Anthrax guy singing the national anthem at?
That's exactly right. By the way, his name is Joey, and he's a wonderful friend. He's a good cat.
Well, I'm a wonderful friend. Yes, get me up there.
We're gonna work on both. I'm gonna do it all. We're gonna get it all done. Maybe you guys can.
You said you're gonna work on both. One's already done. I'll get the other one done.
All right. Listen, I can't disappoint you. I will get it done. And I can't wait to see it, man. This Sunday night's going to be fantastic. I know you guys got to roll into Minneapolis tonight, then Omaha, and then, of course, Kansas City, Missouri this Sunday night. And, brother, I can't wait to see you. It's going to be a great show. I'll see you Sunday night. I'll show
up. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you, Taylor. I can't wait to see all of Kansas City. Kelsey, you show up. Mahomes, if you get back, stop by. Can't wait to see all you guys.
The great, the legendary Wheeler Walker Jr. Right there, Wheeler. Hold on. I love that redneck shit.